We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike. Or shop online 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor.
All $29.99 due at signing. Rio Forte 60 months at 0%. Rio ME 403 610 MSRP 17315. Forte ME 379 469 MSRP 19040. Celtos N724 718 166 months at 1.9%. MSRP 24110 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 must finance with KMF or low APR. Excludes tax filing license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/2/2021. Dealer stock only.
Dealing with adversity and finding ways to unify and overcome it will always be part of our future. The new season of Hope Through History, a documentary podcast presentation from C-13 Originals in association with the History Channel, written and narrated by me, John Meacham, features moments in our nation's past when we faced challenges as a country and as a world. Listen and follow Season 2 of Hope Through History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Truckloads of new Toyotas are arriving daily at Wolf Chase Toyota. That's right. Take your pick from hundreds of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned Toyotas. Now that's what I call a July power buy. Plus, you always get top dollar for your trade, even if you don't buy one of ours. Hurry in for the July power buy right now at Wolf Chase Toyota, the number one volume sales leader in Memphis. Germantown Parkway in Cordova. WolfChaseToyota.com. Based on Toyota reporting from 2020 sales.
Howie, it's summer, so I know Robert Irwin Jewelers has got the Summer of 1,000 Engagements going on right now.
This is our fourth year of our Summer of 1,000 Engagement ring sale. Danny, can you tell everybody what it's all about?
Oh, you're going to walk in and quiz me. Okay, yeah, watch this. If you have a purchase of $1,500 or more, you get a free weekend getaway. How about that?
We got a 100 on that quiz.
It's the best time to get an engagement ring, and it's the best time to pop that question on that getaway.
Exactly. Save up to 40%, free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome, Howie.
Craft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at craftaxethrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
Hey guys, this is Gabby Douglas. If you're active like me, hydration is key. So try the Hydration Watermelon Smoothie from Smoothie King with no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. It's the cleaner way to hydrate. Order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Things are turning for the better, and it's time to get together with clients, families, and friends, and there's no better place to do that than the Crescent Club. The Crescent Club inside the Crescent Center offers so many ways for us to get together with clients, lunches, or dinners. To find out more, just come by and take a visit today. 6075 Poplar Avenue at the Crescent Center, or you can go to mycrescentclub.com. That's mycrescentclub.com. Call 901-684-1010. 901-684-1010.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for Memphis Sports Cash. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, another chance at 1,000 bucks right now. Your final two chances today are coming up in this show. Right now, text the word STUNT, S-T-U-N-T. Text STUNT to 72881 for your chance to win 1,000 bucks right now. Again, text STUNT, S-T-U-N-T to 72881 for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. I'll have another keyword coming up at 5 o'clock, but right now, plenty of time. Text STUNT, S-T-U-N-T to 72881 for a chance at 1,000 bucks. Good luck.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Welcome into the Gary Parish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, holding things down today. Gary is live by phone from Augusta, Georgia, the site of this week's Nike EYBL circuit and next week's Peach Jam tournament. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. And I hope you're getting through the day best you can. And I hope you're ready for another summer of NBA weirdness, because Dame Lillard, he could be on the move from the Portland Trailblazers, may not be. He spoke today. We'll talk about that. Team USA is in shambles, the men's basketball team. Space Jam 2 premiered today. Me and Connor are going to talk about that a little bit later. We got a lot of hoops to discuss today. USA Today's Dan Wolkin is going to join me in the next segment. Got Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. And, of course, my guy Connor Dunning is here in studio with me as well. Lots to get to, but want to start with Gary Parish. He is in Augusta, Georgia for this weekend's Nike EYBL circuit and the site of Peach Jam next week. GP, what's going on?
Just trying to get through the day. It's nice to be back in a gym with, elite prospects and, the most famous college basketball coaches in the country. It's the first time I've done this in 2 years. And so, everybody who's somebody is, at least in the college coaching profession, is here. Penny Hardaway, Larry Brown, Rodney Hamilton were all courtside earlier today for Jalen Duren's first game of the day. So was John Calipari in Orlando Antigua. So was Jim Larrañaga and his staff. So, most people's number one prospect in America in the class of 2022, who most people believe is going to reclassify to 2021, he was the center of attention today. And I will tell you, I have never seen Jalen Duren in person until today. Again, Amani Bates has forever been known as the number one prospect in the class of 2022. But at some point over the past 3 months, multiple recruiting sites have switched to Jalen Duren. And we talked about him a little bit because Memphis is heavily involved with him. Considering I wasn't out last summer because of the pandemic, the last time I would have been out would have been the summer before Jalen Duren's sophomore year of high school. And we usually don't spend a lot of time watching prospects that young. So I say all that to say this. Today was my first in-person impression of Jalen Duren, and not blown away.
Really?
I'm not arguing that he shouldn't be a five-star prospect or a top 15 player in his class. But usually when you see somebody who is considered the number one player in his class, it's easy to spot. Whether it was Cade Cunningham or DeAndre Ayton or, R.J. Barrett once upon a time, you name it. And I will just say that with Duren, it's not obvious to me. The first thing I noticed is he's listed at 6'10", 230. I would bet my arm that he's not 6'10". He looks smaller than that. I bet you he's closer to 6'8 than he is 6'10". So that measurement is a little misleading. And then, again, I'm not saying he won't be a great college player, but if we're talking about a 6'8", 6'9 center who doesn't do much away from the basket, which is a reasonable way to describe him, I don't know how he ever gets into the conversation for number one pick in an NBA draft.
Interesting.
I mean, if you talk to people who really like him, they'll say things like, he could be Bam Adebayo. And maybe he can be. Bam Adebayo is an undersized center who's just a super athlete, who can play despite some obvious limitations. And maybe that's what Jalen Duren will be, but, I mean, there's only one Bam Adebayo. There's only one guy making all-star teams playing the way Bam Adebayo plays today. So if you're betting on this guy to become that guy, good luck. I don't think I would bet on that. I guess what I'm saying is Jalen Duren, fine basketball player. He's going to make a lot of money playing basketball someday. But watching him, it reminded me of watching Cliff Alexander, who you might not remember, but was a consensus top five prospect in the class of 2014.
Yeah, Kansas.
Yeah. And everybody talked about him like, you know, he's going to be a one and done, you know, top 10 pick. And I just remember talking to some college coaches at the time, and they were like, he's a 6'9 center, you know, who plays close to the rim. Like, good luck trying to be a top 10 pick described that way. And, of course, his career fizzled pretty quickly after he left Kansas. I'm not saying Jalen Duren's going to be that. I'm just saying I was struck by how short he is relative to the way he's described and how limited he is offensively relative to being labeled the number one prospect in his class. You know, maybe I'll be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I would go, if I were having a draft out of this class, I'd take a handful of players before I got to Jalen Duren. That said, let me say this, because this is, you know, last night, got here, checked in, went to dinner, and Augusta is so small that, and there's only a handful of nice restaurants,
right,
that no matter where you're at, you're
going to see everybody.
Yeah, you're going to see somebody. So went to one restaurant, sat down, and, you know, the table, two tables from us, was Jimmy Sexton and Evan Daniels, who both worked for CAA as agents. John Shire, the coach in waiting, you know, at Duke, they were in the place. And then, you know, Jonathan Gavone was at the table, you know, next to them with, you know, some other, you know, basketball people. We popped over to another spot. Here's Scott Drew and Buzz Williams and John Gross and Matt Painter and just basketball people everywhere. And you end up having some conversations. And I will tell you that the buzz among college coaches was that Memphis is in very good shape with Jalen Duren and with Amani Bates. Like, that Memphis is really working on, you know, trying to get those two, who are friends, to enroll at the University of Memphis, and using, you know, name, image, and likeness as an obvious reason to turn down professional opportunities. Like, hey, you can make a lot of money with your name, image, and likeness rights at Memphis. You don't have to take $1 million from the G League or Overtime Elite or the National Basketball League down in Australia. And so I'm certainly not predicting that Memphis is going to get Jalen Duren and Amani Bates, but conversations with multiple college coaches last night, they seem to think that Memphis had a shot to secure the two players who are ranked number one and number two in the class of 2022 right now. And Duren, at the very least, is considered a likely reclassify candidate if he does play college basketball, which means, in theory, you know, he could enroll in time for this upcoming season, whether it's at Memphis, Kentucky, Miami, or somewhere else.
Okay, so you weren't super impressed by Jalen Duren. Who has impressed you so far?
Well, I guess I would say it wasn't that I wasn't impressed. Like, I know he's good. It's just that, you know, he didn't look like the number one player in the country.
Right, right.
I mean, I've been around these types of players for, you know, more than 20 years now. I know what they look like, and he just didn't look like that to me. Again, we'll see, but he didn't look like that to me. You know, I watched Team Thad this afternoon. They won easily in a game over an Expressions team that has, I think, only one top 100 player, and he's, you know, basically in the 80s or 90s. So Team Thad, you know, had better talent than its opponent this afternoon. And, you know, Jalen Hood-Shafino, who I talked about last week, mm-hmm. after I went over to Team Thad's gym and watched them work out, he looked great. Like, I had a coach I was sitting with, a Pac-12 coach, randomly say, this guy here is really good. And, like, do you know much about him? And I was like, honestly, I just talked to him last week. Born in Pittsburgh, lives in Charlotte, plays with Team Thad, was committed to Pitt, opened up the recruitment. Pitt took another prospect, another guard, basically backed off of Jalen Shafino, but right now he's wide open. And so he's somebody who is ranked in the top 30 of most, you know, class of 2022 rankings. I could see him being a consensus top 20/5-star guy by the time the EYBL is over, because he is serving as, you know, on a team that has Chandler Jackson from Christian Brothers High School and Amar Knox from Bartlett, who is committed to Memphis as a point guard. You know, Jalen Hood-Shafino is the primary ball handler for Team Thad. And he's like, you know, he's 6'5". And if he can play point guard, and it looks like he can, you know, then he's a point guard with great size who's also a shot maker. So he looked great this afternoon. Like, you know, was really getting the attention of the people in the gym. He's somebody who right now, you know, the schools like Duke, Kentucky, North Carolina aren't recruiting. Like, they haven't offered. Basically, everybody the level below that has offered or would offer. But the blue bloods haven't yet. And I would assume that by the time this is over, you know, the Dukes, Carolinas, Kentuckys will have to really make a decision about whether they should pursue Jalen Hood-Schifino from Team Thad, because he looks like he's good enough to play at those places.
And I was kind of confused by this when we were talking about it yesterday. You're obviously right now the Nike EYBL circuit's going on. Team Thad is there. You wrote about that at CBSSports.com. Peach Jam is next week in the same location. Team Thad has to qualify for Peach Jam, right?
That's right. Right
by
now,
winning games
night,
this weekend, I'm assuming.
That's right. I mean, and they lost last night, won today, and they are, you know, their standings. And you've got to finish in the top whatever to qualify for Peach Jam. So right now, every EYBL team, every Nike-affiliated team is here in North Augusta playing games. And they will play games through Sunday. After that, you know, the standings will be finalized. And then Peach Jam will start on Monday, and so some teams will then be eliminated and others will advance to Peach Jam. So it's a little unusual in the sense that normally all of the qualification rounds are done in advance of going to North Augusta, and then you only bring X amount of teams to North Augusta. Obviously, because of the pandemic, everything is a little different, and that's the most obvious thing that's different is, rather than play the EYBL circuit at different places in the month of July leading up to Peach Jam, they just brought the entire circuit to North Augusta and created what is a semi-bubble environment to try to complete this EYBL, you know, season. And you know, it's different. You know, like, we've been living, you know, as vaccinated people back home, you know, maskless for several months now. So much so that when I got in my car to drive to the airport yesterday, I noticed that I didn't even have a mask in my car. I had to get one. I found one of my kids' masks, and I had to wear it on the plane just so I could fly. I don't have any issue with wearing a mask, you know, when we were still waiting on a vaccine and literally the entire world was unvaccinated. It, you know, the epidemiologist said it was the smart thing to do, and I trust them. So I have no problem wearing a mask, but it is weird now, you know, all these months later, you know, as a vaccinated person, you're not asked to wear a mask too many places, but at Peach Jam, you know, they are asking you to sit courtside and wear a mask. So when I say, you know, Penny Hardaway, Larry Brown, John Calipari, Jim Boeheim, you know, all these coaches are here sitting courtside. They are, but they're also all in masks. I mean, you can pull it down to take a drink, pull it down to talk, but, you know, you are supposed to be wearing a mask inside this gym watching these basketball players, which, again, seemed totally normal 6 months ago, but less normal, you know, now. Because, again, I haven't been wearing masks basically anywhere for several months now.
And Bronny James is there this weekend too, right?
Yeah, he's playing tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. So I'll see him in a few hours. There's some thoughts that LeBron will be here. Some other thoughts that LeBron isn't flying in until later this weekend or even next week.
He's got a movie to promote.
That's the thing, is that he's got a movie to promote, Space Jam 2, which, by the way, is not getting great reviews. I don't know that we expected great reviews, but the reviews that I've read seem to be like, hey, LeBron does everything he can do, but,
yeah,
you know, the movie is flawed, blah, 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 whatever. So I don't necessarily expect to see LeBron James in North Augusta tonight, but I would assume he'll be here at some point. You know, he's a pretty involved and, you know, involved parent, and he has access to private planes. So I would assume LeBron James will grace us with his presence at some point. Just not sure if it'll be tonight.
Gotcha. Also, what was the unnecessary pizza conversation you guys had on the Ion College Basketball podcast?
Okay, so apparently Tom Crean, the Georgia coach, a few days ago, tweeted at Little Caesars. Little Caesars was introducing. I was ignorant of this until it was brought to my attention. Little Caesars is introducing a plant-based pepperoni pizza. Okay. So, you know, I guess if you don't eat meat, here's a plant-based pepperoni you can enjoy. And Tom tweeted at Little Caesars, please don't get rid of your regular pepperoni pizza. I've been there from the jump with you. Which, by the way, isn't technically true. We looked it up. Little Caesars has been around since 1959.
I was going to say, yeah, Little Caesars is old. They used to deliver pizza.
I didn't remember 1959, though.
No, like, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, it felt like something that was something that came along when I was a kid. And, like, it used to be you'd say, I want one pizza, and they'd give you two. And you'd say, I want two pizzas, they'd give you four. And that was, like, their whole, that was their whole marketing plan at some point. Mm-hmm. Pizza, whatever. At some point, they went back to where if you order one, you just get one. And at some point, it appears Tom Crean fell in love with it. So Norlander asked me, like, is Little Caesars actually okay? Like, could you buy a Little Caesars without being ashamed? And I'm like, well, of course, especially if you have young children. Like, sometimes kids just want cheap pizza fast. And Little Caesars, you know, I haven't been to one in a while, but the way it worked last time I was there was you walk in and they've literally got the pizza sitting there in, like, a heater. Yeah, it's like you say, hey, I'll take a pepperoni and a cheese, and they say, here you go, and then you walk out. Like, it's over with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't order a pizza as much as you tell them, hey, see a stack of pizzas you got right here? I'll take two of them, and they hand them to you, and you pay, and you get on with it. Like, that's useful. You know, when kids are hungry and they want pizza immediately, like, Little Caesars can get you through a bad spot. So I was defending Little Caesars, not as my preferred big brand pizza, but as something that is totally reasonable to eat under a very specific set of circumstances. And I guess I just sort of go back to something I've insisted for a while, which is any pizza is good pizza.
Yep.
Like, any steak is not good steak. If you order you better be real careful where you order a steak from. Like, if you order a steak from Folks Folly, you're great. You're going to enjoy that. You order a steak from CK's, like Steak and Eggs,
good luck.
Yeah, you're getting a piece of meat, kind of, from CK's that they're calling a steak. Every steak is not good. Every steak is not enjoyable. But, you know, as long as the pizza doesn't have a specific ingredient on it that you don't like, the pizza is going to be fine. Like, dough, sauce, cheese is going to be fine no matter who does it. So I'm not saying Little Caesars is better than Pizza Hut or Papa John's or Domino's. I'm just saying if somebody laid out a box of Little Caesars and you were hungry, as long as it didn't have something on it that you hate, it would be a perfectly reasonable thing to chew on and swallow. So I just don't understand pizza snobs. Like, I understand steak snobs or, you know, other foods where you can make a bad version of this. But I've said for a while, like, you know, whether it's a fresh, you know, New York slice or a frozen Tony's pizza from Kroger, pizza's going to be great in certain circumstances and at least good enough in others. And Little Caesars might come down closer to good enough than great, but a hot, fresh pepperoni pizza from Little Caesars, perhaps I don't enjoy it as much as Tom Crean would, but I could enjoy it if I had to.
No, 100%. And the thing is I don't know if the hot and readys are $5 anymore. Like, that was their thing. They were $5 forever. But, like, Little Caesars serves an amazing purpose. Like, when I was in college, if you show up to someone's house with a Little Caesars pizza, like, first off, it's cheap. Like, you can afford it because you don't have any money in college, and you're showing up with pizza. Like everybody's happy. Everyone, like, likes you for showing up with a pizza. It serves an amazing purpose. I'm so pro Little Caesars as well.
Yeah, that's right. Like, you know, we could be coming home from a soccer game, and the kids go, I want pizza, but I don't want to wait to order it. Okay, we'll just swing by Little Caesars. We'll grab two pizzas,
yep.
And it's ready.
Boom.
The moment you step into the house. Like, that serves a purpose. Is it going to win an award? It might not win a pizza award, but it'll make everybody happy who needs to be happy in a very specific set of circumstances. Like, again, I understand a steak snob, but I don't understand a pizza snob. You can rank pizzas however you rank them. Fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
But the worst pizza, as long as it's dough, sauce, and cheese, the worst pizza is still going to be, hey, this ain't bad. And Little Caesars, it ain't bad. And so people clowning it are making a mistake. It maybe Little Caesars isn't your favorite, but I promise you, if you're hungry and it's in front of you and it's fresh, it'll be fine.
I'm with you 100%. So you're going to be at the Nike EYBL circuit through the weekend, or are you coming back tomorrow?
I am coming back Monday morning.
You're coming back Monday morning, okay.
Yeah, the reason I came this specific time is coaches were allowed in the gym Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I was going to be in the gym Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Coaches can't be here Monday. And we can't even talk to the players at all. Like, you cannot interview a player here, on-site or off-site. If you quote a player from here, you know, they have the right to revoke your credential. Now, I don't know that they would, but it's in the writing. So on Monday, if there are no coaches here and you can't talk to the players, like, by then, I will have seen Jalen Duren 6 times. I will have seen Amani Bates 6 times. Okay. I will have seen Team Bad 6 times. There's just not much else to see. I think most people would agree. Like, once you've been to this, because it's basketball from, you know, 9 in the morning till 10 at night, once you sit in the gym all day, 3 days in a row, you've seen enough.
What you like, need to see, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen what I need to see. Like, I told somebody last night, they were like, because there was one game this morning that started, I think, at, you know, 9 o'clock. And then all the other games started at 11. So somebody was like, you coming for the 9 a.m. game? I'm like, I'm not coming for the 9 a.m. game. I'm not trying to sign these players. Like, yeah, that's your job. My job is to see what I need to see and then be able to talk about them intelligently when they get to college or even before they get to college. And 3 days of that is going to be plenty. So I'll be here all night tonight, all day and night tomorrow, all day and night Sunday. And then I'll be on a flight back home Monday morning and back in studio at 4 o'clock. Looking forward to it.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about come Monday at 4 o'clock. All right, GP, I appreciate you joining me. I will see you on Monday.
Bye, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Gary Parrish, the man who hosts this show when he's here. And he's going to be back on Monday, obviously. I'm sure he's going to have a lot to talk about from the EYBL circuit over the weekend. And when we come back, I got USA Today's Dan Wolkin. He will join me next. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle, Connor Dunning in studio today. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. That goes without saying, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, incredible smoked wings. I promise you, even if you don't dig barbecue, you'll dig something on the menu, which you can find at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com. Memphis Barbecue Company, it's located at 709 DeSoto Cove from Memphis. It's easy. Just take 55 south to the Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week or schedule a pickup order online at memphisbbqco.com. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Switching your car insurance to Geico is both easy and could save you hundreds. It's the best of both worlds. Like a corgi who does household chores. A chorgi.
Who's a good chorgi? Look at those carpet lines. You're the good chorgi. Yes, you are. That carpet is perfect.
Geico. Easy and savings. The best of both worlds.
Score major payday with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. All you have to do is register using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on either the Braves or the Rays. And if either team hits a home run, you win. Whether you're raising the stakes on summer baseball or wagering on your favorite soccer team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet $1 on either the Braves or the Rays and either team hits a home run. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets, must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Kroger is proud to partner with Manhood University to offer Memphis residents an opportunity for a new beginning. Kroger's partnership opens doors to a brighter future for so many, while also ensuring access to food and resources. From learning lifelong career skills to supporting families, we create paths for a brighter future. Because Kroger is more than just a neighborhood grocery store. We're a proud member of the Memphis community.
It's time for the best in the world to show down and become king of Grind City at the World Golf Championships FedEx St. Jude Invitational at TPC Southwind. The world's best tee off August 5th to 8th as Justin Thomas defends his title against today's stars and tomorrow's legends, who will be crowned King of Memphis. For complete coverage, visit WGCFedEx.com. The WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational.
Entertainment returns to The Fit Saturday, July 17th. It's jazz and jokes with the Memphis Kings of R&B and the Memphis Kings of Comedy 4, only at The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How do you keep a workout fresh every day?
Clap it up, Peloton. Let's do this.
By getting everything from endurance rides to restorative yoga, all right at home. The Peloton Bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait. You do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle, so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
What makes the perfect workout? Being able to ride, lift, and stretch in one place with motivating instructors.
Y'all look so good out there, Peloton.
Classes that always work around your busy summer schedule.
Push, Peloton. You've got 20 minutes of opportunity on this ride.
Instructor-curated playlists for every mood.
Let's turn it up. Come on.
Now what if you had it all? Ride it home. The Peloton Bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
92.9 FM ESPN presents...
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like this is what you like.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today, and I'm joined now by USA Today's Dan Wolkin. Let's make Dan the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Dan, I want to ask you about all the weirdness surrounding the U.S. men's basketball team today, but wanted to start with the story you have right now over at usatoday.com. It's titled, "If College Football Players Skip the Vaccine and COVID Wrecks Their Season, It's Their Own Damn Fault." Obviously, last season when COVID issues popped up within programs, you know, we had postponements and schedule changes or the games simply didn't happen. It appears this is not going to be the case this season, that games are going to be forfeited if there are COVID issues within one of the programs. Is that how you understand it?
They're trying to get back to as normal a schedule as possible, and you're not building in weeks like you did last year. If you remember,
right.
They put together this schedule and they said, look, we know we're going to miss some games. We know teams are going to be unavailable to play. So we're going to give some room to move things around. And you saw games kind of get scheduled at the last minute. And there was a lot of moving around. Well, that's not going to be possible this year. So basically, all of these conferences want all of their teams to be 100% vaccinated, or at least 85% vaccinated, so that you're not at risk of losing a bunch of guys to contact tracing. Guys who are vaccinated are not going to be regularly tested,
you know, unless they have some type of symptom or they're, or they're sick. So that's the whole thing here. That's the key. That's why you're hearing Bob Bowlesby of the Big 12, and you're going to hear other conference commissioners really push hard to have teams vaccinated before the season, because once that happens, there's not much you can do about it.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Like, if a team of players is fully vaccinated and someone catches COVID within the program, likely what's going to happen is if they don't have symptoms, likely these guys aren't going to be tested if the team's fully vaccinated. But if they aren't vaccinated, then those unvaccinated players are going to be tested, right?
They're going to be tested all the time.
Yeah.
And you're going to end up in a situation like you had with the NC State baseball team where guys start testing positive. Well, then all of a sudden you've got to test the whole team, and then all of a sudden you're going to have a bunch of people out, and then all of a sudden you're going to miss a game. That's why all of these coaches are saying it's a competitive advantage to be vaccinated. It gives your team an advantage over a team that hasn't been vaccinated as much, because you know who your roster is going to be going into every game.
Yeah, for sure. It was a good story. I got a chance to read it today. That's over at usatoday.com. And again, please get your vaccines, y'all. They are free and they work. Okay, Team USA Basketball. What the hell's going on with Team USA Basketball? Why are we replacing good players with JaVale McGee and Keldon Johnson, with all due respect to those guys?
Well, I think one of the issues that they have with this Team USA roster is it's hard to call a guy up who's, you know, basically kind of been on vacation. And a lot of these players, if they ended their season, whether in the regular season or early in the playoffs, they haven't been playing basketball at a competitive level. And, you know, maybe they're not quite in game shape or whatever. It's hard to ask them to kind of come off the shelf like that and jump right into a gold medal winning situation. So I think the preference is to have guys who are already in their camp, who you know are in good condition, and that you don't have to worry about them having to play their way into shape. There's just not a lot of time. But I think the problem is that this was all very foreseeable, in the sense that when they built this roster, they knew that they were picking at least, you know, three guys who had a really good chance of being in the NBA Finals. And if this thing goes seven, and it looks like there's a good chance that the Finals is going to go seven, well, I mean, I think you could have a situation where those three players, Middleton, Drew Holiday, and Devin Booker, they may not be available for the first part of the Olympics, because they're going to have to go through all these different protocols. And the rest of the team's going to already be over in Japan. So it's I think it just speaks to the poor job that USA Basketball did on a lot of different levels putting together this roster, that they now find themselves in this major crunch.
Yeah, well, you watch this team play. I mean, obviously they righted the ship in their exhibition game against Argentina the other night, but I mean, common sense would tell you, just watching them play, that they don't really have a lot of facilitators out there. Like, they've got a bunch of guys that score the basketball, and that's what they do for their respective teams. So it's a big talking point here, obviously, because of Ja Morant. Like, he's a guy, I think, who kind of felt like he was snubbed. Obviously, Trae Young, you're familiar with in Atlanta. He tweeted yesterday the Isaiah Thomas thing from The Last Dance. So, obviously, those two guys, it seems like, wanted to be on the Team USA, on the U.S. Olympic team. And I know you mentioned that, of course, they're not ramped up and practicing with the team, and that's going to take time and everything like that. But wouldn't common sense tell you, like, we got to make the phone call to these guys?
Yeah. Well, I think certainly, you know, I don't think Ja's ever been in their program. If I'm not mistaken, like, I don't think he's been in any of the camps that they've done with the national team.
No, I don't think so either.
So that's probably something that you know, they just maybe aren't as familiar with him in that program. And then with Trae, if you remember back in 2019, they had a team that they were taking over to the World Cup of Basketball. It used to be the FIBA World Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trae was in that camp with the select team, you know, the guys who were practicing against the national team. And what happened is, you know, Greg Popovich promoted Derek White to the national team, And at that point, or shortly after that, there were a couple guys, including Trey, who basically left the camp. And, you know, they said he had some sort of eye infection or eye injury or whatever. But there was a lot of speculation that he just was in this thing and was like, look, if they're picking Derek White over me for the national team, then I'm just not going to bother with this. So, you know, I think maybe that it's possible that left a bad taste in some people's mouths with USA basketball, and that's why they didn't consider him. But when I look at that team, I do think it's sort of crying out for a distributor, a guy who can, you know, break down defenses, a guy who can run the pick and roll, a guy who can throw lobs, you know, a guy who can get other guys open shots. And it really doesn't have that person. You know, in previous Olympics, you looked at the roster, you had Chris Paul, you had Kyle Lowry. Before that, you had Jason Kidd. You always had, you know, that kind of point guard on the team. And this year, you don't. You've got Dame Lillard, but he's not really an elite distributor. He's an elite scorer. And the other guys on that team, it's a lot of wings who are elite one-on-one scorers. They're also short of bigs. I mean, there's no doubt about it. When you have to bring JaVale McGee into this thing, and look, obviously Anthony Davis is hurt. He's the answer to that question in a normal year. But, you know, even like, I don't know, a Christian Wood type of guy or a John Collins type of guy, like they're short a big and they're short a point guard. And I think if they lose out on the gold medal, that will be the reason why.
Yeah. Talking to USA Today's Dan Wolkin. Speaking of the Olympics, Dan, we come to you for all of our tennis information, obviously. And Novak Djokovic confirmed he's going to be participating in this year's Olympic Games. For people that don't know, he won the Australian Open, French Open, and Wimbledon this year. And now he has the chance of becoming the first man to win the Golden Slam. If he wins this, and then that's if he wins the singles gold medal in Tokyo, he'll win what they call the Golden Slam. Are we going to eventually talk about him as the greatest of all time?
Well, I think so. I think all the numbers and the statistics are pointing in that direction. And look, people can have a debate about what they think is the greatest or what attributes make the greatest. And, you know, there's some people who would argue that it's not just about numbers and titles and, you know, there's more to it. There's worldwide impact and things off the court, and all that is fine, and I'm willing to entertain all of those conversations. But if you just start to look at the resume, he's going to end up with the most Grand Slams. He's going to end up with the most Masters 1000s, which are the nine tournaments every year that are kind of just below the Grand Slams. He's won all of the Masters 1000s twice. Nobody else has done that. He's won all of the Grand Slams twice. None of the other two have done that. He's held all four at once, and now he may do it again in winning the calendar Grand Slam. Like, all of these things, he's been ranked number one more weeks than anybody else in the history of the sport. So it's just hard to argue at some point with kind of all of those different metrics. And, you know, as great as those other guys are, they just aren't going to have that those numbers and tangible things that people will look at to determine who was the greatest ever.
And do you think he's going to become the first man ever to win the Golden Slam?
Well, look, I think he's the favorite in any tournament he enters.
Yeah.
The Tokyo Olympics, it's going to be a little interesting and it's going to be different. It's best two out of three instead of best three out of five. So that in and of itself creates more opportunity for people to beat him, because just in the best of five matches, he's got more time to figure things out. You know, if he's not playing well early or if he loses a set. The U.S. Open, I think it's just going to be all about the pressure and sort of where he is mentally.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard to do. There's a reason why it hasn't been done. You saw Serena Williams when she tried to do it, and I think it was 2014 or 2015, whatever that year was, the pressure got to her, and she lost in the semifinals to a player that, frankly, she shouldn't have lost to. But that's what pressure does to you. So I think that's where at the U.S. Open he's going to be challenged. Everyone's going to be talking about winning the Grand Slam. And I just – it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. And if he does it, he's you know, just a mental giant in the sport.
Yep. Talking to USA Today's Dan Wolkin. Last thing before I let you go, we're talking about the Olympics. And I'm super excited about the Olympics. I love it when it comes around. We obviously missed out last year. But I'm kind of reserved in my excitement. I'm kind of in believe it when I see it mode right now. Tokyo has major COVID issues. There's not going to be any fans allowed at the games. There's staff members getting sent home with COVID. You think these games ultimately happen starting next weekend?
Oh, yeah. No, they're happening. There's no doubt that they're happening. And I can tell you, as somebody who is headed over there on Monday,
yeah,
that the way they have this set up is, yes, the Olympics are in Tokyo, but the Olympics are separate from Tokyo.
Okay.
In other words, they have basically made this thing where if you're part of the Olympics, whether that's as an athlete or as a reporter or whatever, you are in such a restrictive bubble for your time in Japan that you will not even really you could put this thing anywhere. Like, as a media member, I am basically only allowed to go to my hotel, the media center, and the venue of whatever sport I'm covering that day. That's it. And you can't just, like, walk around. Like, I can't go to a restaurant. I can't go walk around to get exercise. Like, that's not possible under these restrictions. And they're going to have phone tracking apps to make sure you don't break the rules. So this is a huge problem for the people of Japan because they've got a COVID surge like everywhere else, and all these resources are being diverted to the Olympics, and people are very upset about that. But the almighty dollar is winning on this one, and there will be an Olympic Games, and I'll be there to see it.
Yeah. That is USA Today's Dan Wolkin. Make sure you're reading him, usatoday.com. I'm sure he's going to have some great Olympics coverage starting next week. Headed over there on Monday, like you said. Dan, appreciate you joining me today, and we will talk to you next week. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, you got it.
All right, man. That was Dan Wolkin of USA Today. When we come back, Connor, it is Space Jam 2 weekend. You watched it. You've got a spoiler-free review. I'm going to turn it over to you next in four stories. Plus, we got some other entertainment news to discuss as well. You're listening to The Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle in studio. Got Connor Dunning here with me. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The warm months have finally arrived. The country is in so many ways getting back to normal. Pool parties are safe again. Fans are back in arenas and stadiums. And if you're the type of person who likes to enjoy life while sipping a drink, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that my drink of choice is New Amsterdam Vodka Premium. 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these warm months. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, redberry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any. We buy any car. Any make, any model, any age, any price from $50 to $100,000. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any. We buy any car. Sell your car the easy way. Go online and sell it today. We buy any car. Any. Find out how much your car's worth at We Buy Any Car.
Summer is the season of fun. Here's some tips to make sure you enjoy yours. Tip number one, lawn darts still aren't a good idea.
Ouch, these things should be illegal.
I think they are.
Tip number two, you're never too old to chase the ice cream truck.
Hey, slow down. I just want a dreamsicle.
And tip number three, if you're looking for some real summer fun, play the Summer Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
John here, reporting from the Tennessee Lottery Summer Games. Today we have Erica from Knoxville and Janet from Memphis, a dynamic duo going for the green in synchronized scratching. And they're off. The scratching has just begun, and oh boy, is this a feat of athleticism. Look at the dexterity of their fingers and the ferocious tenacity of this team and the vice grip on that coin. They're going all the way.
They've just won the green!
Do you have what it takes to be a big winner this summer? Play the Summer Instant Games with chances to win up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Discounts are great on pizza, groceries, clothes. But when you see a discount on LASIK, you're skeptical. That's because we've been trained to think that anything that makes your life better has to be expensive. At the LASIK Vision Institute, it's just not true. We're able to provide amazing discounts and affordable financing on LASIK because LASIK is all we do. So don't be skeptical. Be excited about a life of new vision from the experts in LASIK. Right now, at the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering $1,000 off our WaveLight laser if you're treated in July. That's $500 off per eye. Plus, take advantage of our guaranteed financing. Go to LASIK.com to see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute. Amazing vision. Amazing price. Must mention this promotion and be treated in July of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard WaveLight price. $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at LASIK.com.
Win a muscle car at the Fitz at the $250,000 Muscle Cars and Promo Cash Giveaway Fridays and Saturdays in July. Win $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. and $2,500 more in Promo Cash at midnight. Good, but it gets better. Win $10,000 Promo Cash on the 3rd, 17th, and 31st. And on the 10th and 24th, someone's driving home in a 2021 Chevrolet Camaro and a 2021 Ford Mustang. The $250,000 Muscle Cars and Promo Cash Giveaway at the Fitz. Look, lives here.
Must be 21 again. We'll gamble problem. Call 1-800-522-4700.
Don't miss the savings during Lowe's Just for Pros event. Stop by the Pro Desk and get an extra 5% off volume savings orders over $1,500. Plus, look for more savings across the store, including tools, paint, lighting, and other pro essentials to help you get the job done right. Shop today at Lowe's, the new home for pros. Discount on eligible product only and reflected in quote. Terms and exclusions apply. See ProDesk in store for details now through July 30th. U.S. only.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to Moe's Southwest Grill. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, salads, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, high-end machine, low-end machine, middle-of-the-road, desktop, notebook, or tablet, doesn't matter, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper over at Cooper Systems. You can give them a call at 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee, Lauren, or any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what it is you're going to be using a computer to do. Like, are you making music videos? Are you a gamer? That's one type of computer. But if you just mess around on Facebook, YouTube, emailing, you don't need to spend $2,000 on a computer to do that. You can find a computer that'll do that perfectly for a few $100. So save the rest of that money, spend it on something else. The biggest mistake people make when they're buying a new machine is buying one that can do way more stuff than they're ever going to ask it to do. It's a waste. Don't do that. At Cooper Systems, you don't have to. Tell them what you're going to be doing with the computer. They'll find something that's perfectly suited for you. It's going to be perfectly suited. It's going to be better priced. That's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo, and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me as well. And this is typically where we do four stories at 4:44. But frankly, Connor, none of the four stories that I have excite me as much as the main story that I wanted to get to this segment, and that is Space Jam, A New Legacy, a.k.a. Space Jam 2. It dropped yesterday, or dropped last night around midnight, I'm guessing. HBO Max, you can go see it in theaters as well. You watched it.
I did. It's pretty cool when, you know, you get to tell people that I'm watching a movie for my job.
Yeah.
It's pretty
well,
nice.
Well, I told you, I was like, I'm watching it tonight because I got to wait on my kid to get home. And,
right, right.
And so I'm going to watch it tonight. But I told you, yes, that it was your job to watch Space Jam 2. And you have brought us a spoiler-free review. Now, Gary obviously said in the opening segment that it is getting bad reviews, 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. We make no bones about it. Space Jam 2 is getting bad reviews right now.
Right. Now, I would say it's gotten bad critic reviews. It's got a.
What's the audience score looking like?
I think
like?
It's like in the 60s for the audience
Hang on.
So it's
let me update. Let me update everyone.
It's going to be very similar to what Space Jam 1 is. Now, while you're doing that, I do have results from my poll yesterday about our when is it okay to spoil a TV show.
Uh-huh.
After we had 174 votes, 72 hours was the most popular decision. Now, all of them were in the 20 percentile. So, like, it's 20% for 24, 26 for 20, for 48, 29 for 72, and 25% of people think that 72 plus hours are fair for a TV show. I don't know if I go with that, but I think that this tells me, I think 48 hours may be the correct answer then.
Okay, so this tells me all I need to know right now looking at Rotten Tomatoes. The critic score, yes, is bad. It is
like 30 or
something. It's 33%, so extremely low. The critics hate Space Jam, A New Legacy. The audience score is 82% right now. So the audience is behind this movie. You know, critics are big babies who just sit in their basement and eat chips and watch French films all day. So I'm going with the audience. I'm excited about this movie. The first Space Jam, I think, got bad reviews as well.
44% on Rotten Tomatoes, 63% fan.
Okay, so Space Jam New Legacy is doing better with the fans than the first Space Jam
so
was.
So far it is, yeah.
So I guess that's proving that LeBron is the GOAT and not MJ then.
Oh, God.
No, well, that's another discussion.
To be honest, like, I'm happy you said that, because I will say this movie does not it does not try to overshadow Space Jam 1. It doesn't try to like take away the legacy. It doesn't try to be anything different, to be honest, than Space Jam 1. They're very similar movies, but they are, I think, separate. Like, Space Jam, A New Legacy does have a very similar story to the first Space Jam, but I think that it's fair to say that it's a different movie. You know, here's what I'll say about this. It was not made for us. It was not made for anyone in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, or 50s. It was made for kids. This is a very kids movie, and I think that it is a success when you look at it that way. Now, if you just want to look at it as like an entertainment piece for us going back to look at it as fans of the first movie, I still think that it's a corny good time. You know what you're going into,
mm-hmm.
and I think that that's really important. You need to know what you're going into. Yes, they advertise it as there's going to be IP in this movie. There's IP in this movie. It's a little bit more tongue-in-cheek than people are making it seem to be. This movie knows what it is. I will give it that. It makes a lot of meta jokes. It makes fun of LeBron's acting. It makes fun of the fact that they're doing just Space Jam 1 again. It makes fun of that multiple times. It makes fun of the IP thing. And to be honest, one thing that's been kind of bothering me about a lot of the reviews is that a lot of the critics are saying, this is why Hollywood sucks. There's IP, 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 all these franchises, all these things. I feel like they're kind of missing the point of what the movie was trying to do, because a lot of the movie is about the Looney Tunes have not been around for, it's been 18 years since Looney Tunes Back in Action came out.
That's the one with Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser, yes, yeah, he's coming back too, the Fraser Sots.
Yeah.
So a lot of this movie, yes, it's IP heavy, but the story is kind of about the Looney Tunes overcoming the IP of WB, and I think that that's flying over a lot of people's heads. Because the IP in this movie is more window dressing. Like, it's more cameo-ish. The movie does not focus on WB's movies and franchises. This is a Looney Tunes movie with LeBron James in it. And I think that it does that successfully. I think that kids are going to love it. Now, the one thing that is disappointing, and I don't know if it's disappointing, it's just the soundtrack does not have the same relationship with this movie that it had with the first movie. Like the soundtrack for Space Jam 1 is a character. It is a character in the movie. It carries that movie in moments. It really does. And one of the reasons that we have such fond memories of that movie is because of the soundtrack. We're not going to have that with Space Jam and New Legacy. So I do think that that is going to, that's going to inform, I think, some people's opinions of this movie, is that that's such a big deal for the first one. The fact that this soundtrack was a little bit disappointing will probably hurt the reviews of it a little bit. It's you know what you're getting when you're walking into this movie. It's nothing special. It's someone asked me, like, is it a great movie? No. Is it a bad movie? No. It's somewhere in the middle. I think it leans good. I think that kids are really going to enjoy it. I think that fans of LeBron James are going to enjoy it. I think that fans of Looney Tunes are really going to enjoy it. And I think the kids are going to love it. So I think that it's going to do exactly what it set out to do.
Excellent review. You should be a film critic as your side gig, I think.
Sound and Color, baby. We're doing an episode on it, so we'll have a full spoiler review of Space Jam New Legacy for Sound and Color this week.
Okay, you can find that where you listen to podcasts. I believe you can find it at 929ESPN.com as well.
You can. I do want to also add, Don Cheadle is having a ton of fun, and that's kind of the thing with this movie. This movie has problems. It's 20 minutes too long. It does not need to be 2 hours. Kids are probably going to tune out in a few points. The first 15 minutes of this movie are a little rough. LeBron, you could tell what scenes were filmed early and when he got more comfortable acting. Is like the latter half of the movie, I think, is much better than the first half of the movie. When they really get into it and he's with the Looney Tunes and they're going around doing all these zany things, it's a ton of fun. Don Cheadle is having the time of his life, and the NBA players and the WNBA players that are in it are also having a great time. So that helped me, is that you could tell that they were having a great time filming it. So I kind of was a little bit more graceful for some of the things. It was like, this is they're having fun. They're trying to bring Space Jam to a new generation. And there's a couple cameos in this movie that are truly funny. And that's the thing. I laughed out loud a few times, which I wasn't expecting to do. I was expecting going into this to have to really defend this movie today. I was really nervous about that. I thought that as a ride or die Space Jam 1 guy that I was going to have to make excuses for this movie. And I don't have to do that. And that makes me happy. I don't have to make excuses for this movie. It is exactly what it sets out to do.
Okay, so back to the soundtrack. The original Space Jam soundtrack, which people that I'm 34. When did that come out? 97, 98? Yep. When did Space Jam come out?
Space Jam came out November 15th, 1996.
96, okay. So I think the thing with the soundtrack is that back then we bought physical media, and so I have a big movie collection. I love movies. You love movies. But that soundtrack and the new Space Jam soundtrack has been out for a minute as well. Fine, whatever. But I think
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.